as a result of decline in the post-Soviet Russian economy and defense sector, the Russian Navy today relies overwhelmingly on Soviet-built ships for high-endurance missions, with all of its largest combat vessels being of Soviet origin. This applies not only to the surface fleet, where post-Soviet Russia has yet to lay down a single destroyer or cruiser for its own navy, but also to a lesser extent to the submarine fleet, where the firepower of the gargantuan Soviet Typhoon-class submarines have yet to be matched. Entering service from 1981, the Typhoon class is the largest submarine ever deployed anywhere in the world, with six completed before the seventh was cancelled following the Cold War's end. The Typhoon class displaces 48,000 tons submerged, making it twice the size of the Bore class, which is also Russian, and over 2.5 times the size of the largest Western submarine, the Ohio class. To place its size in perspective, the largest aircraft carrier in continental Europe, the Charles de Gaulle, displaces just 42,000 tons. A Russian submarine class which is more widely used and built in larger numbers, the Kilo class, displaces approximately 3,000 tons, meaning that the Typhoon is over 15 times as large. The Typhoon class measures 175 meters long and uses an unusual pinched oval hull shape, which is flatter than those of most submarines. The ship has a single exterior pressure hull, inside of which are three circular interior ones, which between them accommodate 160 crew, and are spacious enough to reportedly accommodate a swimming pool and sauna. The use of multiple separate hull compartments notably makes the Typhoon class highly survivable against attack, and each can submerge for up to 120 days at a time into depths of up to 400 meters. The ship's primary armament is comprised of 20 R-39 Rif missiles, the largest submarine-launched intercontinental ballistic missile ever created at the time, and the Typhoon class was the only warship large enough to deploy them effectively. Each missile weighed 84 tons, housed 10 warheads, and had a range of over 8,000 kilometers, allowing them to strike the United States mainland from a relatively safe distance. Following the collapse of the Soviet Union, Russia could not afford to keep its fleet of six Typhoon-class ships in service and has for years fielded only a single vessel. Of the remaining five, two have been preserved and could potentially be restored to service in the case of war. Proposals have been made to repurpose the ships for transportation purposes, where they could be particularly useful for their ability to sail under sea ice, although the cost-effectiveness of such a proposal was highly questionable. Another proposed use for the ships would be to convert them into a tactical rather than strategic combatants and equip them with cruise missiles such as the Zykron or Caliber, with each expected to be able to deploy 200 or more missiles if repurposed in such a way. This would be far from unprecedented, with the US Navy notably having similarly repurposed a portion of its Ohio-class ballistic missile submarine fleet, allowing each to deploy up to 154 Tomahawk long-range cruise missiles. With the Typhoon class being significantly less quiet than newer Russian submarine designs, however, and in with other means of deploying cruise missiles arguably being more efficient, it is not likely that the proposal for a reconfigured Typhoon class ship will be taken up. The Typhoon class submarine, officially designated the Project 941 Akula, Shark, in Russia, are Cold War behemoths measuring 175 meters in length and displacing 48,000 tons submerged. That amounts to twice the tonnage of American Ohio-class SSBN it was intended to rival. No less than five internal pressure hulls made of ultra-expensive titanium gave the Typhoon's extraordinary resilience to battle damage and extraordinary cost to manufacture. The Typhoons were designed to lurk under the ice of the Arctic Circle, covered by friendly Soviet naval forces, awaiting a very low-frequency radio signal indicating that World War III had broken out and had gone nuclear. In that event, they'd rise close to the surface, counting on their reinforced sails to smash through the ice if necessary, and launch their 20 R-39 ballistic missiles. Each missile, in turn, would unleash 10 independently targeted 100 kiloton yield nuclear warheads on American and European cities and military bases. Only one Typhoon remains operational today, TK-208 Dmitry Donskoy, which has been employed on occasional missile tests. Three others, plus another Typhoon which was laid down and never completed, were scrapped between 2005 and 2009, and Operation 80% funded with US and Canadian money. Smaller, newer and stealthier Bore-class SSBNs, as well as older Delta-class boats, perform Russian nuclear deterrence patrols instead, at half the operating and maintenance cost of the Typhoons. The two Typhoons being proposed for refit are the decommissioned TK-17 Arkhangelsk and TK-20 Severstal, which have been rusting in an Arctic ship repair center at Severodvinsk since 2006 and 2004 respectively. For over a decade, the Russian Navy repeatedly announced intentions to either scrap or refit the subs as recently as 2018, only to apparently change its mind. The idea of arming the Typhoons with cruise missiles and mines, instead of new ballistic missiles, has been kicked around for a while. The Typhoons have even been considered for use as submarine cargo ships for circumventing Arctic ice. Burtsev stated that Kalibr cruise missiles would be the Typhoon SSGN's principal armament, but also suggested more advanced Zircon and hypersonic Onyx missile currently under development could also be equipped. The Kalibr is Russia's analog of the US Tomahawk cruise missile. It comes in a submarine-launched 3M14K land attack and 3M54K radar-guided anti-ship variants, with ranges of 1,600 and 400 miles respectively. Unlike the subsonic Tomahawk, the anti-ship 3M54 model can dash nearly three times the speed of sound on its terminal approach to evade missile defenses. On at least nine occasions between 2015 to 2018, Russian Kilo-class submarines have fired subsonic 3M14K caliber missile through their torpedo tubes at land targets in Syria. The P-800 Onyx is a more advanced supersonic anti-ship missile in service on new Yasin-class submarines, while Zircon is a hypersonic weapon with a reported top speed of Mach 9 that has yet to be integrated onto a submarine platform.